Welcome to another episode of the Commercial Real Estate and Copywriting Podcast, which still hasn't got a name, and now we've passed over 10 episodes. So I'm really wondering how and when and where I'll pick a name. I'll probably come up with something, but what I've realized is that motion is better than than planning, meaning that you actually have to get going before you and then see how things work and if it works, instead of wasting time planning and doing all that sort of thing. Because really, you have to see what your market feels. You have to see how your market responds. You have to see if the thing you're doing is actually what people want. And as such, I feel it's better to just test out this and then see if it's popular. And then I'll come up with a name, because people, they don't care if my podcast is named, well, whatever. It can just be named The Podcast. The Podcast. Although I think that may be a little difficult to achieve. So, today's topic will be about writing sales letter and writing copy. But this time, not the Eugene Schwartz way, but the Gary Halbert way. And actually, he was the one, I think, who said that it's better to be in motion than in the planning phase. Or something like that. I might be butchering it. But the point is, he talked about this. He talked about being in motion. And he talked about getting the stuff or the thing out there and see how the market responded to it. I believe he said something like, let's elevate this thing on top of the flagpole and see if they salute it, or something like that. I mean, if you picture yourself that your sales letter was in fact a flag and you elevated it on top of the flag post and then you wanted to see if people saluted it or not. That is the way he was thinking. And he actually made a couple of mistakes. Well, not mistakes, but a lot of, well, perhaps not a lot of, but a significant amount of what he was releasing and advertising actually flopped. That is the brutal truth. He had, I believe, a success ratio, so to speak, of 66% to 80%. But that was because he was very picky with what kind of products and services he would write ads for. Because in the end, you can have the best copy in the world, but if your product is poor, if there's no interest for it, then there's nothing that copy can do. Maybe the copy can make one or two persons buy, but you won't get any boost in the market, and you certainly won't get any recurring revenue because of it. So you need to be, excuse me. So you need to be a little picky about what you choose and how you choose it, and with whom you choose to work with. You need to work with people who genuinely are looking to help other people, right? You need to work with people who genuinely want to solve someone else's problem, right? Now, Gary Halbert's way of writing copy in order to prevent writer's block, he was actually pretty simple. He would sit down and he would start writing. He would literally just start writing anything. Even if he didn't know what to write, he would just write something like, this product, blah, 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 is very good because of blah, 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 blah. And then he would write blah, 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 all the way until he started coming up with something or realizing that he could use something in his sales letter or in his copy. Now, that might sound very stupid and very crude and all of that, but it worked for him. And Gary Halbert was, mind you, one of the best copywriters in the world. In fact, I know that he talked about himself as being the best copywriter in the world, because I think, I can't exactly remember where, but I watched one video where he gave a seminar, and he said so himself, in all seriousness, I am the best copywriter in the world. Now, granted, he was very good, and at that time, maybe he was the best copywriter in the world. I mean, he lived, he passed away long before I even knew what copywriting was, so I can't say that for sure. But it was very successful. But anyway, his tactic of preventing writer's block, it served two purposes. One, he actually would get going by getting in motion. And two, he would just, he would never have that excuse of having a writer's block. Never. Because as he wrote, he gradually, his mind, his subconsciousness gradually fed him with ideas. Now, I remember personally back in, I think it was in high school, when we had to write these long stories and articles and so on in Norwegian, which is the equivalent of English for Norwegians, right? We had to write these long articles and so on. And I, for some reason, I didn't have any writer's block at all. I would just start to write, and then it all magically came. Now, granted, that meant I had to make a draft, so I had to actually write twice. And doing so by hand was very time-consuming. Nowadays, people have a computer, and I can't actually fathom or imagine that people would type on anything else but a computer. I mean, maybe they have a typing machine, I don't know, but 99.99999% of all copywriters write their copy on a computer. And editing and omitting text is very easy. So, that is the kind of like the main structure of writing copy, the Gary Halbert way. It has worked for me personally, and I do believe that it works for everyone, because I'm struggling a little bit to explain this. I actually learned a little bit about this at university. Because for those who don't know, I am by profession an engineering geologist. That means I had to study a lot of mathematics, physics, fluid mechanics, chemistry it might be called, and so on. Those were very difficult subjects, and I struggled a lot. But one thing I learned in physics was the principle of momentum. Of creating some sort of motion. And if you built momentum, then that motion would have a harder time stopping, so to speak. It's like the snowball effect. If you roll start on top of a hill and you roll a snowball, or you push a snowball outside of the ledge and watch it roll down the hill, it will eventually pick up momentum because it gets heavier and heavier, and it rolls faster and faster, and it just accumulates. And that is the kind of same principle you need to adapt when you're writing copy the Gary Halbert way. You just write blah 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 and yada yada yada, and eventually that accumulation of blah blah blahs and yada yada yadas will become so powerful and so mighty that it's difficult to stop. I mean, and you will get ideas. I just can't explain it in any better way, because it has worked so well for me. Not only that, but the Eugene Schwartz way as well. The one we talked about with those 33-second intervals. But the Gary Halbert way as well. Just start writing. Just start writing about anything. If you don't want to write blah blah blah, then write about your day. Write about what you have done so far until this day. And if you write early in the morning, if writing is something that you do first in the morning, then you write about how your previous day was. And then maybe you come up with something. Well, not maybe. You're guaranteed to come up with something. I know it. I know it firsthand. It has worked for me. Now, not everyone is made to be a copywriter, of course. We've got to be honest here. And some people don't like writing. I mean, if you don't like writing, then why would you be a copywriter? It's as simple as that. Right? Now, the purpose of copywriting is to make sales. So that means that depending on what sort of copy you write, a sales letter, a social media ad, whatever, then you have the possibility to choose the length, right? A social media ad isn't as long as a sales letter. So you basically have a bunch of varieties, right? Now, I think we'll stop this broadcast right here because I encountered a technical problem. All right? I'll see you all tomorrow.